Vayter in Shas. We are in the Sanhedrin of Pei Zayin, picking up on Pei Vavim Abayz Barabam at the Pei's very last line by the Gemara. Okay, we started off with the idea of something known as a Zakei Mamri. That is somebody who goes ahead and they are a Chashav, a Semekas person. They got Smicha and they go against the Sanhedrin. Then this type of person is going down hard. Now says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. We're going to break down the Pasuk by the Zakei Mamri. Kibim Palim Chadaver. If there's if there be hidden from you a matter, beep, turn the page. Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. B'mufla shebebeizdin akasim medaber. We're talking about here who's a mufla shebebeizdin, meaning, like we said, this is a person who's a bucky. Rashi says, b'mufla beizdin lema'ute talmud. This is excluding if it's a Talmud. This has got to be the real deal. It's got to be a mumcha. Mimcha, from you, ze yoetz. This is talking about to one who gives Yoetz, Eitza means gives counsel. Rashi says, Nechak be'iber hashana ha'kori sod ve'eitza. This is talking about somebody who's involved with Iber HaChodesh. Ve'chein hu omer mimech yotza choshev al Hashem ra'a Yoetz b'li'ayil. It says, from you came out one who plots evil against Hashem, one who gives a wicked counsel. Pasuk in Nachum. Rashi says, Degabi Yoetz, because by Yoetz, Kosov Mimcha says, from you. Davar, a matter, zu halacha. This is talking about a halacha. L'moshe Misinai, Rashi says, she'af aleh hu nehar, even on that, he's going to be killed. La mishpat, for judgment. Zeh hadin. This is talking about a din, the rule of the gezira shava. Since the pasuk says, later says straight up, it's talking about din, a verdict. The Baisa therefore understands mishpat is talking about the general principle of gezira shava. Says Rashi, im nechak bedavar, Talamid b'din, b'din gzera shava, gam hu nerag, he also is going to be killed. The ilu din mamish k'siv lahed yet bin din ladin, that says straight up. So, bin dam ladam, between blood and blood, this is continuing on expounding the whole pasuk over here, between blood and blood, this is talking about bin dam nida, dam ziva. Talking about chlokas of blood, whether the blood is of nida, or after a woman gives birth, or that of ziva, says Rashi, b'dam de shenechlu b'dam nida o b'dam leida o b'dam ziva. And we know what a zav is, right? So firstly, let's understand. We're going to get into a long discussion about this, but before we get there, is that when a woman has blood, the tumma status depends on whether the blood was during the time of her being a nida or during the time of being a ziva. Now, what is that talking about? Right? Or one of the times following after she gives birth. We know that the general principle is that midoraisa, when you have a normal blood that comes, it's a 7-day nida period. And after the 7-day nida period, you have what's called an 11-day ziva period. So every time you see 7-11, now you understand what they're talking about. That's why you end up getting the red, sugary slurpee. Anyway, the point is that you have the 7 days of Nida, then 11 days of Ziva, and any blood that comes during that time is called Ziva, which is unusual blood. After childbirth, the woman is tamid for a week, if it's a boy, or 2 weeks if it's a girl, 7 days or 14 if it's a girl. And from day 8 to 40 in the case of a boy, or 15 to 80 in the case of a girl, any blood that she has after that is called Dam Tahor. Is that going to make her tummy? After 40 or 80 days, depending if it's a boy or a girl, then the next dam is going to start again the Nida cycle, and we're going to get more into that. So a chacham can become a zakin mamre if they have a machlokas in this area. Bein din ladin, between judgment and judgment, bein din nefashos, dine mamunus, and dine makus. All these type of cases. Bein nega la nega, bein nige adam, nige batam, nige begadim. It's talking about a nega tsaras of people or in the houses or on clothing. Divrei matters, elu hacharamim v'arichin v'akadeshos. This is cherem. This is a type of neder, what somebody says in order to take property and put it, you know, that it becomes hekdesh, or erech, this is when somebody says, you know, there's a certain value that a person gives, and each value, there's different categories of how old a person is and what gender they are, or they have some sort of hekdesh. This is talking about somebody who's going to be makdish something, to be some hekdesh. Rivos, fights, zu, hashka'as, sota, varifas, egla, vataris, mitzor. This is talking about the sota who drinks the waters, or the egla rufa when they chop off the head of the cow, right? Or the Taras a mitzora, when a person's becoming tar from being a mitzora. Rashi says, "Akosh sota shiayi de riv shebein el bein bayla." It's a fight between her and her husband. Farifas ha'agala sha'achala ne'eragali dim riv. There was a fight. Obviously, they ended up killing a person between two different towns. Taras mitzora sha'af negayim ayi de riv shalashin hara. They're coming because of lashin hara. Bisha rechem your gates zuleket shechol peya. This is talking about these different things. Rashi Shehin La'anim Shekosa Behem Ba'achol B'Sherech. Let's say you should eat them in the gates. V'kamta, you shall get up, rise up. Mi Bezin, this is talking about that you shall go up from the court in your city. Says Rashi, Mi D'chsev V'kamta M'chlal De B'yoshan Eskim. We're talking about they're sitting. V'hainu Bezin. That's talking about Bezin Shiyoshan V'makam HaKavua Lam. They're sitting in their Makam Kavua. Ad Es HaOchel V'sham Ba'im. So Chal Vasham Bayim Kolat Tzrichim Ladino Olahora. Bechol Ir Vi Erven comes there. Vazher Achmana Lebezin Shall Osa Ir Shemachlokas Beneim Leilech Vidushov. They have machlokas. They should go and they should ask to get up from their city. It means that they're fighting over there, and you have the local court over there, which is sits in its normal place. And here's what's going on. And then it's saying that if they can't figure it out, then they have to go through Yerushalayim to figure out Ve'alisa and go up. Melamed Shebeis Hamikdash go up and call Me'aretz Yisrael. The teachers of the Beis Hamikdash is the highest point in Eretz Yisrael, because Pasuk Rashi says Ve'kamta Ve'alisa Elamakam Shemamina Ein Lachair Be'aretz Yisrael She'in Yerushalayim Gvor Me'anu. Yerushalayim is the highest of them all. Ve'aretz Yisrael Gvor Me'kol Aretz is Eretz Yisrael is the tallest of all of them. Rashi says Tana Ba'isa Kamasik Lemelsei Ve'lamehay Kroy Yalef Lekamim First Me'anu. We actually don't learn it from this pasuk, but we're going to see where we actually learn that from this concept to say that Yerushalayim, Eretz from other lands. Elamakam to the place. Malamet Shemakam Garim. This is teaching that the place is what's causing the laws of Zakin Mamre to actually come into effect. Yeah, that's what we're talking about over here. He's only a Zakin Mamre if he doesn't listen to the high courts over there that are in the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's somewhere else, then he's not called the Zakin Mamre. Bishlama Beis HaMikdash go Me'aretz Yisrael. When you stand in Beis HaMikdash, it's the highest in Eretz Yisrael. D'chsev, at least it says go up. El Eretz Yisrael, go up. Mikol Eretz is Benelei. Where do we know Eretz Yisrael is the tallest of all the lands? D'chsev, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Yirmiyo, L'chid, Hidei, Yabi, Bayim, Num Hashem. The days are coming, says Hashem. V'lo Yomru Od Chai Hashem, Asher Ha'ala, Az Bnei Yisrael, Me'aretz Mitzrayim. And they're not going to say when taking in a Shavua, as Hashem lives, who took up the Bnei Yisrael from the land of Egypt. Ki'im, rather, Chai Hashem, Asher Ha'ala, Asher Ha'avi, Azar, Beis Yisrael. Hashem lives, who took up and brought them to the Bnei Yisrael, Me'aretz Safona, B'kol Arz, Asher Yidachtim, Sham, Yashua, Yoshua al-Masam, from the northern countries, meaning above hell, and from all the countries which I had driven them, and they will dwell in their land. So it's saying over there that he brought up to their land, their Tisol, which means their Tisol is higher than all of the other lands. Says Rashi, Shvam Inod, al-Masam Gavon, Mikol Aretz, as Chsiv Hel, because it says that he brought him up. Tanu Rabbanan. Zaken Mamre Enu Chayv Ela Al Dover Shazdon Karshish Gokhatas. When is a Zaken Mamre going to be Chayv Misa? This again, this is an elder, meaning it doesn't have to be an old man. Don't think about it like that. Ein Zaken Ela Misha Kana Chachma. We're talking about a person who's over 40 years old. He has smicha. He's an expert. He's a posik. He's a dayan. Like, he knows what's going on. But the high court goes in and they paskin against him, and he goes in and decides to paskin, you know, against and go according to his own psak, and go like he said. That person then is going to be killed. All right, so the question is, when does it happen? It's only on a matter which is zdonokaris, that if you did this b'mezid, then a person would be chayev karis v'shigigaso chatas, but b'shogig you'd be chayev chatas. That's when. Divrei Rabbi Meir zaygazok, Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir shita. Rabbi Huda Omer al davar sheikro midivrei Torah perusho midivrei sofrim. He's going to be chayev for arguing against the high court in a matter whose right, the essence of it is midivrei Torah. It is written in the Torah, and upeirushon, his explanation is found midivrei sofrim. His explanation is found, yeah, from the sofrim. That is Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I feel a diktuk echad midikduke sofrim. He says he's going to be chayv even if he fights against the high court in reference to one inference inferred by the sofrim in the Torah. Rabbi Shimon is not arguing the fact that it's got to be something which is midaraisa, but he's saying against Rabbi Yehuda that even if it's not written in itself, but it's just something which is part of, in a Torah Shebaal Peh, it's also going to be included. So we have three different categories over here that our Rabbi Meir says that it's got to be something that is Zdono Karis Vishigigaso Chatas, but it doesn't have to be necessarily written down in the Torah itself. Yehuda says it doesn't have to have anything to do with Karis, but the essence has to be written in the Torah itself. And Shimon says it doesn't have to be Karis either, and it doesn't have to be written. The Torah could even be from Torah Shebaal Peh. My time doing it. What's the reason of Rabbi Meir that he says that Zdono Karis Shigaso Chatas? Gomer Davar Davar. He learns out a Gezerah Shava of Davar Davar. It says here, when there's a matter hidden from you, a matter of judgment. It says over there, and the matter became hidden from the eyes of the congregation. Right? So, right, the Pasuk is talking about when there's a mistake, when they made a din, when there's a psak that's wrong, which came at the majority of the people went against an iser, they have to go bring a particular carbon. So, Mala Halan Dover Shechayev Al Zdono Karis Vashigaso Chatas, Afkan Dover Shechayev Al Zdono Karis Vashigaso Chatas. The second Shita Rebbe Yehuda, the Rebbe Yehuda Al Piator Sher Yerucha. The Pasuk says, according to the law that they will teach you, Ad the Ika Torah of Yerucha, which means it's got to be, you're not going to be Chayev Zakim Marim until there is something which is a law and something that they will teach you. Torah means it's something that's actually written down explicitly, and they will teach you is something that we know only because of Chachamim. He came along and they taught it to us. The Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon. What about Rabbi Shimon, who said that it's got even something that they come and they explain to you? That they're going to tell you from that place. I feel a cold, which means even a little bit that they come along and they're going to teach you. Okay, now. We saw different laws of Zakim Mamrim. Now it says the Gemara. Let's talk about this. Amar le Rav Huna bar Chinna le Rava. Tirgam ali lahamas nisna alibid Rabbi Meir. Explain the brisa for me according to that of Rabbi Meir. He said a Zakim Mamrim is only going to be chayiv if you have something which is going to be involved with kares. But the cases that we brought in earlier in the brisa, none of them seem to include kares. How is it that Rabbi Meir would say that those things are going to be in the category of a Zokin Mamre? So the rest of them, okay, if it's written explicitly or something which is taught out, but where do you find Karis over here? Amalei Rav Rav Papa, Puk Tirgum Alei, go and explain it, you know, go explain it to Rav Huna Bar Chinana. As he tells Rav Papa to go explain it to him. So Rav Papa now is going to break it down and explain what's going on. When it says when they would be hidden, but muflash bebezin akasu medaber. It's talking about someone who's a muflash bebezin. You know, this is one of the experts in bezin. Mimcha ze yoetz. From you, this is talking about somebody who's yoetz who gives counsel. Sheyodei laaber shanim belikvul chadashim. Someone knows how to go ahead and, you know, do the ibrachodesh. Kedatana. We learn in a mishnah in Edius that we're talking about. He's going to go ahead and he's going to argue over there. We have the mishnayos over there of different things that they were accepted. The Mishnahs, that are, they bring down the Edius, all the different testimonies of many Tanaim, and their traditions about various laws, which there were fights about. And the Mishnah brings out that of Rabbi Yoshua and Rav Papius, who were witnesses offering the following testimony. Kedatanan, Hein Eidu Shem Abrim Es Hashana Kol Adar, they testified that we can be Abri the Chodesh of Adar, the entire month of Adar. If you want to make it a leap year, you do the entire month. You're able to go out and you're allowed to do that. Right? When he says it's a leap year, it adds a second Adar. And be sure probably said that the court may decide to make a leap year at the end of Adar, even if they didn't do so before Purim. Oh my goodness. The little banner strikes again. Fa'echam Purim to everyone. And the Megillah was read on Purim. And they started to talk about Pesach, right? So now what happened? So you Omrim Adapurim, this was, why did they have to testify this? Because there were the people that said that it can only be done until Purim itself. So the Brisa then could be talking about with the Zakin Mamre, with the Zakin and the Sanhedrin disagreed whether or not a leap year could happen after Purim. And this is going to lead to Karis. Why? Di Lahai Gisa Kashari Chamesh Pesach. If the Chacham takes this side of the question, that he's going to matir chametz on Pesach. V'ilhai gisa kasher chametz on Pesach. Either way, he's going to be matir chametz pesach. Why? If a leap year is brought after Purim and the Beis Din near the high court rules, according to that, Rabbi Shimon Papio said, it's you're allowed to do that. But then the chacham Zaken Mamre goes and argues, and he says, no, it's not a leap year. Then he's going to be matiring eating chametz on the real Pesach a month after that, right? Because they're going to say you have another month of Pesach, and when that comes in. They're saying you have a whole other month, and he's saying, no, it's this coming month. So they're going to keep Pesach when it's not Pesach. When it's not Pesach, when it is Pesach, they're going to eat chametz. And Rabbi Elahai Gisa, right of the high court, then says that this late thing doesn't work against Rabbi Shimon Papias, but the Zaken Mamre says, no, it is good, and they push off Pesach for a month, and he's matiring chametz on the real Pesach, which is the earlier one. So either way, you see, it brings to the concept of kares. Okay, keep going. Davar is halacha. When it says davar, it's talking about halacha Moshe Misinai. Zilchos achad asar. This is talking about the 11th day of the Ziva cycle. Like we brought up before, we discussed the concept of 7-11. I want to give a big shout out to Uncle Art for this one. So we have the 7th day Nida period, and then a woman goes into Ziva. This is the Ziva is an unusual flow. Something that's not normal to happen. So the next 11 days. Yeah, there's going to be machlokas for the last 2 days, but what happened is, that let's say she has a flow of blood any of these times, she becomes tamei, she also to her husband, that if she has a only on 1 day or on 2 days, one after the other, she becomes tamei for the entire day of that happened, and she has to observe the next day as a clean day, meaning entirely free of any dam, and then she can go to the mikvah after, you know, on the clean day, and if nothing happens after that, then she becomes tahor in the nighttime. A woman in these situations is called a zava kitana, a minor zava, right? And also as a shomeris yom, kineged yom, someone observing a day against the day or 2 days that she saw, right? She saw dam. Now she shomeris yom kineged yom. If, however, she experiences a flow of blood on 3 days in a row during those 11 days, she becomes called a zava gedola. And if she becomes that, she has to count 7 clean days before she can go into the mikvah. And then she's allowed to be with her husband on the night after that 7th clean day, but she has to bring a carbon on the next day, on day 8, to finish off her tyra in order to, in reference to Tfarim Shabbat Kedusha. Okay. Now, if, let's say, the woman did not become a Zava Gedola during those 11 days, her next dam will start the Nida cycle again. If she does become a Ziva Gedola, then it restarts the first day she experiences dam after her 7 clean days. All right, and everything we're saying over here, this is Mide Oraisa. We now are more Machmir, obviously, and we treat every dam considered like a Ziva Gedola, and therefore you have to have 7 clean days. Okay, now, everyone's masking that this halacha l'moshe misinai, it's telling that if dam comes on the 11th day, you don't need to check the next day as a clean day, because the next day, after the 11th day, is that next day is after the 11-day Ziva period. But if the woman has dam on the 11th day, or even on the 10th and 11th, and the blood stops before the end of the 11th day, she can go to the mikvah then, and she's going to be mutter to her husband, which is amazing. Now, any dam that comes after, it's going to begin the Nida cycle. Right now, the Gemara cites a machlokas whether halacha moshe misinai concerning the 11th day distinguishes this day from others in reference to something else. Here we go. Zu halacha hilchos asa acharasa de itmar, because we learned asiri in reference to the 10th day of the Ziva cycle. He says 10th is like 9th. He says, no, the 10th is like the 11th. Just like the 9th day, when the Shimor, if a woman has, let's say, dam on the 9th day, she has to observe the next day as a clean day. Just like if she had on the previous days. Because this that she had on the 9th day can combine with the 2nd on the 10th and the 3rd and the 11th to make her a Zava Gedola. So therefore, on the 9th day is the same potential as any previous one. And Afasir Vayishimer, so Rav Yochanan Amar Asir Kitshi, Machi Vayishimer, Afasir Vayishimer, so too the 10th also needs Shimor, right? Even though the Dam on day 10 can't lead her to be a Zava Gedola, nonetheless, she has to be shomeres yom keneged yom. She can't be with her husband until the night after day 11. Said, no, the 10th is like the 11th. Because there's no days after that. So the 10th doesn't need it either. Okay, so that's where you have Alochal Moshim Nisinai, because this deals with Karis and with Chatas, these type of situations end, can end in these things. How so? Because let's say you have the Zaken Mamre saying that a discharge on day 10 doesn't require the day 11th, and that's like Rish Lakish. And let's say the high court goes like Rav Yochanan, so if the Zaken Mamre is going to tell this woman to go to the mikvah on the night after day 10 and be mutter to her husband, then he's in something which is a kari zone according to the high court, because someone's with a zava katana that goes before she has a clean day is chayev kares. So indeed, we see that where kares applies in that case for Rabbi Meir to make sense. And weiter, we now say mishpat zeaden. Right, when it says the word mishpat, it's talking about an inference of a gezeirah shava. That now, what is this gezeirah shava referencing? Beep, turn the page. Pei zayin amud beis din bito me'anu saso. This is talking about gezeirah shava that we learn out the iser of one's daughter that's from his anusa. Somebody goes and he's ma'anis a woman, he rapes a woman, and he has a daughter that comes out of it. Right, so they're not married over here. This we saw much earlier, well, not much earlier, but we saw in Daf, in the Nuns and the Ayans, and other Mesechtas as well. The Amar Rava, the Rava says, Amarli Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdumi, Asya Heina Heina Asya Zima Zima. Right, this is talking about again this daughter. We learn now to Gzer Shava of Heina Heina and Zima Zima. And that is coming to teach that she's usher to be with him. And this is going to tell us also that if you do it, then you're going to get sreifa for doing such a thing. Says Rashi Akadosh, that Rav Yitzchak Bar Avduni Be'ilah Nesrafim preaches la Kabibitam Nesosa Be'ai Dini Afina V'hu Davar Shez Dona Karis. And this is the Zadon situation is going to be Karis. Bein Dam Ledam, Nor Bein Dam Ledam, Bein Dam Ledam, Bein Dam Nida Ledam, Leda Dam Ziva. This is talking about Machlokas between the Chachamim in reference to this Dam of Nida, after childbirth of Ziva. Dam Nida. What's the machlokas dam Nida? Beplukta Akavya ben Malalel, Virabana, machlokas between the two of them, the Tamerlan and the Mishnah, and Nida. We're talking about the different colors, the different shades of red of Dam that make a person Tame. Dam Hayarok, in reference to Dam Hayarok, which literally means green, but is understood to mean a yellowish tint that. Akavi b'mal metame, v'cham metarim. One of them is metame, not mekal is metame. And the chachamim are metar. They say it's tahor. And there you have straight up. This is a kari situation. And if they're not on the same page, the megaris has a problem. Dam leida. What's the going to take with dam leida? Childbirth. Plucked at the Rav v'Levi. The machlok is between Rav and Levi. Dietmar. Because we have this dam. The machlok is between them in reference to blood of a woman that has in after childbirth. Rav Amar Mayan Echadu. It says there's one source that brings out Tamei blood and Tahor blood. Rash says, Dam Abba b'shvu'ayim shal nekeva shehu Tamei v'dam Abba l'achashvayim shutar mimayin echadu. He says that it comes from the same source. The dam for the 2 weeks after a girl is born is Tamei, and then after that is going to be Tahor. It's from one Mayan, one source. HaTorah timatu v'Torah teratu. The Torah says this one's Tamei, and it says this one's going to be Tahor, depending on the timing. V'lev yamish temayonis. He says, no, there's two different sources of dam. One brings Tame, one brings Tar. This time, Tame Nifcha Tar, where closes the Tame closes and the Tar one opens up. This time, Tar Nifcha Tame, and then when the Tar one is closed off, after 80 days, you know, for a girl, because it's rent is Dam Tar, after 80 days, and the 80th day, then the Tame thing opens up, she comes Tame. Dam Zi, and again, all that is curry stuff. Dam Ziva, what's the machlokas Dam Ziva? Look at Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Tame learned in the Mishnah Nida. Kishsa Shlosha Yamim Besoch Acharasar Yom. This is talking about a woman who has dam in labor for 3 days within the 11 days of the Ziva period. So she becomes a Nida 1 week before she goes into labor. So when does labor start? On the first day of her 11 days Ziva period. Now, the general situation is that if a woman has dam for 3 days during the Ziva period, then she's called a Ziva Gedola. As of a Gedola, she has to count 7 clean days. But we have a Braisa Anida that says that this applies only when the woman bleeds naturally, but not because of labor. Right? So this special law of bleeding because of labor, right, Kissa, then applies only if it's real labor that there's that what happens is the baby's born from. If, however, labor stops for a certain period of time, only afterwards she gives birth, then it shows that the labor she had experienced before wasn't real labor, and the bleeding that she had then makes her into a Zava Gedola. So now the question is, how long the labor pains have to stop in order for it to be taken like a, that it's not real labor. So it says, Kisha Shoshiyam Sokhachadasa Yom Im Shafsa Me'es Le'es V'yalda. If she had Shafsa, it calmed down from for a 24-hour period, Me'es Le'es, 24-hour period, then, like, calm down. Then, Arezu Yoledes Bezov. Then, she's considered like somebody who gave birth in a state of Ziva, right? She's a Zava Gedola. And to give birth, she can't start the days of Tahor until she has 7 days that are clean. And she's going to have to bring the carbon of a Zava Gedola besides, you know, after the 80 days, it's the carbon is a chance to end up bringing anyway. Divya Rebbeleza, second Zaka Rebbeleza. Laila v'yom kelele Shabbos v'yomo. It has to stop for a night and a day, like the night of Shabbos and its day, which can end up being for a longer than 24-hour period of time. She shafsa min atzar v'lo min adam. It means that she had a relief from the pain, but not necessarily from the blood. Meaning, even if the bleeding continues after the pain stopped, it's considered to be a relief from the pain, and then this day-long stop of labor indicates that the labor before it wasn't considered a real labor. And once again, obviously, that's also Karis related issues. The next part of the Braisa, Bein Dinei Mamonos, Dinei Nefashos, Dinei Makos, Dinei Mamonos. What is this talking about? But plucked the Shmuel for Rebbe Avo, the Machlokas. Right, where the, let's say the Zakir Mamrim, the High Court, and the Semechlokas of Shmuel and Ravo, Dharma Shmuel, Shnaim Shadanu Dineim Din. Let's say you have two judges that they go and they deal with, there's a Mechlokas with an alone, and they make a din. The din is considered a din. Where do we see this? We saw this. El Dav Gimel and Dav Hey and Dav Lamed and Exubis, right? So it said, Shnaim Shadanu Dineim Din. Ella Shenikraim Bezin Chotzef. It's called a Chutzpedika, you know, court. He says everyone agrees that their din is not considered a din. What's going to come out from this issue that's going to be a curious issue? Rashi points out, since these two people are taking money out of this person, giving to this one, Bedina, when a person is going to take the money, marry a woman with that money, you're going to come to a Kari situation if there's a Zaken Mamre issue here. Dine Nifashos, what's it talking about? But pulled the Rebbe Rabbanon with the Machlokas of Rebbe and Rabbanon. The time you learned in a Braisa, Braisa. You have two men that are fighting with and want to kill one another. And there's a woman that's there and she gets hit in the meantime and she's killed by one of the person people there that had in mind to hit somebody else. The Chachamim say that the intent that he had to kill the other is enough to consider killing the woman intentional, mazid, and every hand himself is killed. And Rebbe says, not like that, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, you give nefesh tachas nefesh, which is mamon, you give money. He says that the woman's killing cannot be considered intentional, amazed, and the Torah can't have meant that he's put to death. So what does it mean? It means money. He's got to give the to the Yarshim the value of her life, but how much she would be get if she was a maidservant and she was sold. Ato omer mamon, v'nela nefesh,
mamish, it means no shamash, never nesina lamayla. It says the word nesina lamayla when it talks about a woman. It says that, and he shall give by the order of the judges, paying money for causing the woman to have a miscarriage. Remember, Nisi Lamata, it says Nisi also, over this case also. Malhol and Mama, just like over there, it's talking about money. Hafkan Mama here too, it's talking about money also. Just like over there, it's, they cause a woman to Khalila end up getting a miscarriage. It's Mama here too, it's talking about Mama also. Dinema, and that also can lead to a case of Kareis. How does that lead to Kareis, you ask? So Rashi brings out, you know what's going to happen over here? Rashi says, V'miskavin ha-argetzeh, v'argetzeh, v'chayiv le-rebi mamun, v'rabban and patri, okay, plugta be'elehin nisrafim, v'itofsu yarshim d'harog mamona, if the yarshim of the one killed goes takes money, the horeg, then upatale zaken mamre, and the man zaken patters it. The kitchen was each, and they get married with that. The rebbe and kedushas upon any kedushas. The iasi and the shachrin of the kiddush and kedushas l'sheni. Harichi of cars with everything. Of cars comes involved again with marrying. Mixed marriages going on because of this money. Dine makos. How does that fit into this category? This goes with the machlokas of Rabbi Shmuel and the rabbanon. The time we looked in the Mishnah. Makos. Bishlosha, right? Cases where he's being accused for Malkus, you got to have three people there. We saw this earlier in the Masechta, right? Dapes. Mishum Rishmal Omer, Be'esim Mishlosha, it's got to be 23. Back to marriage issues, says Rashi, B'chav Gimel, Ve'im Hilkul Gimel, Rabbi Shmuel, Chayiv in Lamamun. If three go and give him, then he's the Chayiv to pay him Mamun, like Shar Chovel B'chavero. A Mekadesh Bo Seisha, he marries a woman with it. Rabbanan B'din Hilkul, Ve'im Tafas Mamono, V'kidesh Bo Enim Gedashis. And if he grabs the money from it, then they're not going to be married. Be'inega Linega. Make sure that we have clarity in what I just said, right? According to Rabbi Shmuel, if you give Malkus for three people, you're not allowed to do that. And therefore, what happens? Well, you're not allowed to do such a thing. And the people that said to go and do it, they have to go and they have to compensate him, right? Like anyone gets smashed. But according to the Chachamim, since the three court is authorized to give Malkus, there's no damages that's owed. And if money is taken from the judges to pay the person, then the rabbis would be, it was considered stolen money. And Shmuel would say, no, it belongs to him. So the money's then used to go to marry a woman. It can come out to a curse issue. Be nega le nega. Well, some nega. Be nige adam, nige batim, nige begadim. Nige adam. What is talking about? It says, nige adam, it's a ras, a machlokas, but puk never yoshuv rabbanan. Close between them, the time runs to the mission of Goyim, in Baharis, Kodam Laseir Alavan. If the Baharis, it's a snow white spot, that's one thing of the, of a sign of Saras. So if it has two white hairs, it's Saras right away. But not all white hairs that would happen to. If the Baharis is before the white hair, Tame. Then it's called Tame. Im Seir Alavan Kodam Laseir, but the white hair came before the Baharis. Tahor, then the person is Tahor. Safik Tameh, Rabbi Yoshua Omer Keha. If there's a Safik, if it's a doubt, which came first? Safik, pardon. Safik, then Tameh. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Rabbi Yoshua says Keha, it's faint. My Keha, what does that mean? I'm a Rav Keha Tahor. It's as if it's faint, and therefore it's Tahor. Right? If it's a Safik, then it's considered like it's faint and it's Tahor. That is a major machlokas. And if a person goes against the high court and they paskin that way, and that person goes according to the psak, it goes to the Beis HaMikdash, then they get a chayiv karis. You can't go to the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumas. Says Rashi, Kilu kea nega dahavi simani otahara kumish tana loba nulachas hesker lorabana nulachas HaMikdash chayiv karis or Mishua Pater. Nige batim. What's nige batim? Sama nige batim. Repulkti Rabbi Elazar Rishim Rabbanan. Detenan, oy, 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 oy. We learned in the Mishnah Negayim. Our brother is a Shimon Omer. Le'olam ein habayis tamei, house never becomes tamei because it's ras. Ad she'iru kishnei grisim al shnei avarim. Until you have the size of two gris on two separate stones. A certain measurement, right? That's the minimum size needed to make a person or a beged tamei. When it comes to houses, Rabbi Shimon says that the minimum size is double Right? If you have only yes, 1 year, you have double. But the Torah says stones in the plural that have the affliction, one gris per stone. B'shteik salam mekaren's office has got to be on two walls that come to a corner. Arko kishtei grisim urachu kigris. The length of the tzras has to be at least two gris, and its width has to be one gris. In fact, the my time Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason? Why is it that he says it's got to be in that corner? Because ksiv kiros. It says in the second pasuk, it says the word wall, but in the first one it says walls, which is saying that it's talking about a wall that's like two walls. Ezu kirshu kikiros. Haviyom is a karen zavis. That is a karen zavis. That is a corner. So because Rabbi Elazar says that a two gris by one gris thing in the corner, with a square of one gris by one gris in each wall, right? And the other times say, the Chachamim say that it doesn't have to appear in a corner. So this law that a person who goes into this house and then goes into the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Chayev Kares. So it depends on your paskin. That would depend whether or not this is considered actually a house which is Tamei. Nigei Begadim. And the last case we saw was a Nigei Begadim of clothing. But Pukta Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtolus, of these three cases at least, is Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtolus Verabonon. The time was in a baisa. Rabbi Yonah minimum told us, Omer, minayin. From where do we know? Beep, turn the page. Pei chesem and aleph. Lepricha begadim shi tahora. That when you have God begadim, that if the tzeras erupts and starts spreading over the entire thing, it's going to be tahor. Right? The Torah says that if tzeras that originally made some tummy spread over the entire body, he's tahor. And he says this, Rabbi Yonah says this is also when it comes to clothing. Right, so we learn it out from Gezer Shava. Nemar Karachas v'Gabachas ba'Adam. It says the word Karachas v'Gabachas by a person, and it says Nemar Karachas v'Gabachas. It says the same idea by Begadim. Yeah, these are ideas that are brought down by Tzaraas Malahol and Dusik over there by a person. Parach b'Kula Tar. If it's spread out the entire body, sorry, Afkan Parach b'Kula Tar. If it goes the whole thing, it's going to be Tar. So that's Rav Yonasan. The Chum say. It applies to tzaras, is only on the person himself. But by begadim, even if the entire thing, it's still going to be tame. So the din is that a person who touches someone else's afflicted garment, then he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, or brings in the Beis HaMikdash, is going to be chayiv kares. So there too, we have that same issue that's going to arise. Again, don't forget, all this is how we explain that this brisa works in the world of Rabbi Meir. The Meir says the commandment can only apply in the case of kares. Therefore, we're going through each one to show that. These dinim deal with curries. Okay, my friends, we're going to step up here and continue with this message. Hashem Yizburach next time. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great day and a freilichim purim.